This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I talk to the sleep addict?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of IGN Game Scoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week are Sam Claiborne.
Hey.
Justin Davis.
Scoop.
And we're very excited to welcome back Tina Amini. To welcome home Tina Amini, I dare say.
Aw, thank you, Damon. I'm happy to be home.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. And I believe viewers out there in Scoop Nation, if they're missing hearing from you, I believe they can find you now on the official Xbox podcast. Is that right?
That's right. And I think a few of them already have, because I've seen some Scoop references in the comments.
Amazing.
So it's been really nice. Yeah, really, really nice to hear from the community and nice to not be too far away, including when I get special invites to come on. So thank you for that again.
Well, we'll always like to have you back. This is a special episode that's become a tradition for us. This is our 100 questions challenge that we always like to do around Thanksgiving here in the States. Obviously, we end every episode with a round of 20 questions, but in the 100 questions challenge, I've selected 5 games that were suggested by you, our wonderful viewers and listeners. And so now they have 100 questions with which to guess 5 games. And what's interesting is that if you get the first game in fewer than 20 questions, well, then you have extra questions to spin later on. But you can also go beyond 20 questions on even on any given game. Keep asking questions if you want to, or if you feel like you're just spinning your wheels and wasting time, you can always abandon that game and move on to the next game. So
that's it's not going to happen.
This is how the game works. Let's get right
so
into
Damon,
it then. Yes. Sam,
it's Thanksgiving, so I have my my cranberry LaCroix here.
Okay, good.
and Reb Valentine made us some sort of cranberry nut bread for the office, so I'm feeling festive.
Aww.
Which is to say that I'm fueled and ready to win.
Okay,
it is
what we like to hear.
What's my streak, Damon? What's my streak?
11 weeks now. 11 week
okay.
streak for Sam.
Okay, let's do this. This will be this make 16 if we do this.
What does for Sam
weeks.
Mean? Where am I? What about me?
Well, you had a loss. You had a loss. When Sam was on vacation, you
right.
had a
I
loss then.
About that.
Okay.
So that's the only reason why. Okay, let's get right into our first game. Our first game just comes from Dennis in an undisclosed location. Let the questioning begin. Let the great questioning begin.
I want to know where they are. I like to picture them in that location. It helps
me. Well, let me
inform.
Ask you this, Damon. Is it Dennis with one N or two N's?
Two N's, not Denis.
Okay, good.
That counts
it's
as a question.
It's not a yes or no question. We lost. All right.
Okay. Did this game come out in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
No.
Is this here's my usual question that I get to use. Is it part of a series?
Yes.
Is it a console exclusive?
No.
Oh boy. We're already 27 questions into this one.
Why?
That's
very,
normal.
Yeah, it's a
2000s game. It's not on a bunch of systems. We'll never get it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
streak
play this
over,
game on
man.
A Nintendo Switch?
Wait, what can
is
you
it on
play
the
on
Switch?
Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
No. You cannot.
Was this available on the Xbox 360 generation of systems?
No. That's 5.
Could be anything.
So we're assuming more modern. Is it in the first person perspective?
No.
Is he just saying no to everything? Is it one of those again?
One of those tricks?
100 no's.
Did anybody tell Tina about how he got it in 3 questions a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We got, so because it was spooky season, we kind of, you know, were able to like make a little bit of an assumption there.
We had a leg up.
Yeah, but we got it was a spooky-ish game, and then Justin immediately went to Costume Quest. We asked like one like little question. We're like, just do it, just do it, just do it. We got it.
Nice moves, Justin. That makes up for the lack of the streak.
It was good. I mean, you know, the victory is shared between all of us because Sam offered the encouragement to just go for it.
No.
It was really fun. But we're never getting this one. So here's my discouragement.
Your negativity isn't helping.
Is this based on a license?
No.
Is this game developed in the United States or Canada?
No.
Got Montreal in there.
Well, you know.
Is it an RPG?
Yes.
What game is it these days?
Yeah, that just means it has numbers for Damon. Okay, so it sounds like a non-Western, so Japanese or something else, yeah. RPG, but probably JRPG.
Could be a JRPG, although it was an emphatic yes to the RPG question, so.
I mean,
take
yeah.
that what you will.
Would you say that this is an RPG mashed up with another game?
Was another genre.
Yeah, like no. tactical RPG would be.
Okay. No, that's 10.
Is this game made by Square Enix? Sorry.
No, you're good.
Is this game made by Square Enix?
Yes.
Hey! I think it's Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah. Or what was the game with the dragons from earlier this year? Scale. Not Scale.
Dragon Quest.
Nope.
what was that quest game with dragons?
That was a Sony exclusive, is what I'm thinking. So yeah, maybe is this part of the Final Fantasy series?
Yes.
Okay, so but it's not on the Xbox 360 generation, so it's not. I can't even remember what 13 were the ones that came out then.
Is this an even numbered Final Fantasy game?
No.
You might be right, Justin.
I think it's 15. Does it what? How many questions? How many questions are we at?
13.
All right. Does this game star four just good bros that go on a good bro friend adventure together?
Yes.
Is it Final Fantasy 15?
Do it up, Justin.
Fittingly, you got Final Fantasy 15 and 15 questions.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. That's right.
I feel like that's a sign of good luck.
Yeah. And the only reason
lots of this game.
Yeah, and I didn't. I wasn't like hesitating on RPG. It's just that they've become very action RPGs recently, is all.
That's fair. Yeah, that's kind of a mashup.
We'll have to cut this out of the episode because for you to call Final Fantasy not an RPG is just absolute madness.
He did call it an RPG.
I didn't say it's not an RPG.
He did.
Although I have seen arguments.
Somebody's trying to walk it back.
I have seen arguments about Final Fantasy 16 that's not a true RPG anymore. But.
Now, some people are saying Final Fantasy 15 and 16 aren't even RPGs.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. Right, I mean, 16 you guys are in particular.
You're off to a good start, and you have 5 extra questions with which to guess the remaining 4 games. Let's move right along. The next one comes from Trevor in Ontario, Canada. Let the questioning continue.
It's 2 V's.
2 V's? Nope. Only 1 V.
2 O's. It's really weird.
How many O's in Ontario? Jeez. All right. Do you know
at least we know Canada now, so. Mm-hmm. Is that the new way you guys are asking that question? Not like, was this made in the West?
I've never heard Justin ask that way in his entire life.
It's a special one? Well, we can be consistent. Was this made in Canada or the U.S.?
No.
We have a term for that. It's North America.
It's true. You can ask. You can ask whatever you want, however you want. There's no cops. We are
except
the cops.
For us.
The Omega ones. Yeah.
Who polices the Omega cops? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was this game made in Japan?
Yes.
Maybe it's the same game.
or like the previous one in the series.
Even numbered Final Fantasy. Is this a console exclusive?
Yes.
Ooh.
For Nintendo's?
Yes.
Yes.
But the question is, which Nintendo's?
Was this game on Switch?
No. That's 5.
Is this game part of the Kingdom of Hyrule or Mushroom Kingdom?
Yes.
Ooh.
Got a Mario or Zelda?
Yeah, yes. I don't know how to, I'm trying to think about like a clever way to narrow it down, but maybe we should just get to it. Did this game originally come out on a cartridge format?
Yes.
Okay, so we haven't asked an era at all, right? This is where this starts getting really difficult.
Except for Switch.
And except that it's cart-based.
That's interesting, though, because a cartridge-based game that hasn't been ported to Switch, right? Like, they ported certain ones. It's hard to remember which ones. Yoshi's Island is on it. All right, did this originally appear on the NES?
No.
Shall we keep going? Super Nintendo?
Not Super Nintendo.
Just down the line.
Okay. Not Super Nintendo either? Hmm. Oh, man. Okay, N64?
Nope, that's 10.
Oh, no.
We got a Game Boy or DS game.
Are we in Wii territory?
Yeah, Game Boy Advance?
No, because it's cartridge, so it's DS or...
Oh, it is cartridge.
DS or GBA. Did this appear on a platform with two screens?
No.
Okay, so it's a Game Boy Advance game.
Or Game Boy.
Oh, damn it. Yes, I forgot about the Game Boy, the best-selling console of all time. All
right, was this one of the lands?
No.
Oh, I see. One of the lands. I heard L-A-N-S, and I was like, what?
They're not, that's not what they're thinking of, though. Sorry, Tom's talking to me.
He's Damon's like, they're too stupid to be going down that route. That's not what they're thinking of.
Okay, is this a Game Boy Advance game?
No.
Oh, no! Wait, so, what are we... We started off so strong. We know
like
that it's
question 80.
Yeah, we know that it's Japanese
on this
made.
Round, so
Japanese made, exclusive to a Nintendo platform. We know it's in the Hyrule Mushroom Kingdom, and that it's not on. It's basically on the original Game Boy or maybe Game Boy Color, because it's
maybe it's
else.
Link.
Link's Awakening, and it's not Mario Land. Okay, I mean, is this a Zelda game?
No.
Ah! Okay, so it's a Game Boy Mario game.
So Mario Game Boy game?
But not one of the Mario lands.
Okay, so maybe it's Mario Donkey Kong. That's Damon's favorite game.
Donkey Kong 94?
Yeah, DK 94.
Yeah, or, you know, or Wario or something weird. Like, is Wario in the Mushroom Kingdom?
But that's a land.
Wario Land. Mario Land 3, Wario Land.
And then Wario Land 4 was on Game Boy Advance.
I'm exposed as not knowing my Mario lore.
Did this game first appear in without color? That doesn't include the Super Game Boy.
There was a color, and that's 15.
What? Okay, I know. I know what this is. It's Virtual Boy. I didn't think about the Virtual Boy. So, okay. Where to go? There's a Wario Land on that, though.
You just saved us. We would have been in real trouble there. Mm-hmm.
Is this a Virtual Boy game?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a sports game?
Yes.
Is it Mario Tennis for the Virtual Boy?
Yes. That was 18.
Oh, wow. So it could have been Nestor's Funky Bowling.
Wow.
18 questions. So you're still under par.
I was going to bat for you guys because the Virtual Boy did have two screens. They were just tiny and they combined one image.
Oh, yeah. That's really funny.
I fight for the users.
Here's the one color, though, clearly.
It is one color.
It's a color. One color and the lack of color.
Jeez.
The two screens is a great point.
It's one of the better Virtual Boy games, right, Sam?
Hell yeah, but they're all good. There's not a single stinker in that system.
Okay, got it.
Also, Mario Tennis on Switch is incredible. The revisit of that game.
Yeah, all those, man, Mario Golf and Tennis has some real heights.
Yeah.
All right, well, you were doing just great. 33 questions in, under par, moving right along. Next one comes from Tim Ferrara in Arizona.
What games do they like in Arizona, Sam?
Well, we really liked Bubble Bobble.
Bad huge dudes. Hit.
Yeah, it's totally rad on the NES. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Adam's Family for Super Nintendo. I don't know why. Just a hit in Arizona.
So clearly of an era. You want to start there?
Sure. Will 90s kids remember this game? Okay, is this a 70s, 80s, or 90s game?
Yes.
you can't. That's too ambiguous, as originally phrased.
Is it based off of a license?
No. Although, you'd be forgiven if you thought it were.
What does that mean? Is it like Pagemaster or something?
Maybe it started the license.
Or maybe it's unlicensed, but it's like a license. It's like a pirated license.
Extremely clever, yeah. Was this a cartridge-based game?
In one release, it was.
Boy, here we go. Sega CD ruined everything for everybody. Is this from the 64-bit era?
No.
I know, okay. Did this game come out in the 80s?
Yes, that's five.
Ooh.
Well, all we right. did 70s, 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we take that one back.
No.
What?
No,
because, you're narrowing it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think I narrowed right. down the 90s, but like, yeah, no, 80s. Yeah. So 80s game.
Okay, 80s.
And what just happened there is that we found out it was an arcade game. Because if it wasn't a cartridge, it wasn't only on cartridge. So arcade game or PC game. I mean, we can still ask. There wasn't a lot of non-cartridge bases.
The way that I took that answer was like, you know, it's been ported to more modern stuff.
But my question was it on cartridge?
Right. Well, and it wasn't the answer not only on cartridge?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm only half paying attention.
Well, is this the purest arcade game?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it is an arcade game.
All right, we can do this.
Yeah.
Is it from before the crash, so 1983 or earlier?
No.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Does it have primarily shooting mechanics?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Not a license, though.
Time Crisis.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Time Crisis or like House of the Dead, I feel like people could confuse that for having a license.
But those are two, those are like 90s games, though, right? But like something.
That's right.
Like that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like 89, like, okay, is this a light gun game?
No.
Okay. But it is primarily a shooting game.
Is this a scrolling shooter?
Yes. That's 10 for this round.
I mean, is this a Contra game?
No.
Are you in a spaceship?
No.
Are you just a human? Are you do play as a human? We haven't asked that one in a while.
Yes.
Okay.
But being post-crash weirds me out a little bit, because like, you know, a lot of the games I'm thinking of are earlier 80s.
Yeah, I know. Did this also, but NES port would be later sometimes too. So did this get ported to the NES?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Scrolling shooters, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Heavy Barrel, Gunsmoke, and
what's the one that Damon really likes from the top down perspective where you're moving up the stage and sort of walking along blasting guys?
Yeah, well, I'm trying
Ikari to Ikari Warriors. That's
Ikari. Yeah, Akari's great. Commando.
Have we mentioned the name of this game yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's the license thing, and it's Commando.
This round.
Because there's a movie called Commando.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. Is this a Capcom game?
Yes.
Is this Commando?
Can we go for it?
It is not Commando. And that rule that ends the game doesn't count when we're doing 100 questions. But it's not Commando.
Okay. Okay. Is it Ikari Warriors?
So we
Warriors?
Get like a second guess then.
Yeah, you can just continue. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Ikari Warriors?
No, that's not a Capcom game.
Oh, whatever.
He takes it back.
Yeah, I don't
what
take
else did
it back.
We mention that's a Capcom game?
I think
game.
It's Gunsmoke. I just thought it was between Commando and Gunsmoke, and Gunsmoke is also sounds like a license. So like it's one of those. Is this Gunsmoke?
Yes, it is Gunsmoke.
Hey.
Well, that was stupid of me to go for Commando. At least we got it.
I think this was like
we were close.
The successor to Commando. I think Commando came first. So this is 85 in the arcade.
But it's not, literally called Gunsmoke, which is the name of a TV show.
Yeah, although you technically it's Gun.Smoke. It's the way that it's spelled.
Does that make isn't that how the TV did it? The TV show did it?
I don't think so.
In the 80s, you could just do whatever you wanted. Like, we want to call our game Gunsmoke, and they're like, sir, that's the name of a TV show. And they're like, we don't care. Do it anyway.
Sell more. Look at that guy with his boomerangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and then it was ported to NES in 88. And I was, as a little bit of a side note, I was looking at the instruction manual for this, and there's some interesting, some remarkable little details in the instruction manual. First of all, in the safety precautions, it says, for best results, play the game a distance away from your television set.
Mm, okay.
What's a distance?
Kids were pressing their faces against TVs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then pause for 10 to 20 minutes after 2 hours or more of continuous game playing. This will extend the performance of your game pack. If you just pause the game for 10 minutes, it doesn't say turn it off.
Extend the performance of your game pack?
Yes.
Oh, that's
I've never heard that. I've also A, I've never heard that, and B, I probably haven't heard something referred to as a game pack in like 20 years.
Pack is spelled P-A-K, is how they spell it.
Yeah, right.
That's what the style at the time.
Your character that you play as is named Billy Bob.
Sure.
And there's the weapons that you can pick up are shotgun, machine gun, a magnum, and a napalm bomb. I just wanted to point out, this is set in the Old West, and napalm was developed in 1942, I believe.
Yikes.
Anyway,
you got to suspend your belief.
This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the US. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Anyway, you guys are still doing great. 50 questions in. You got 10 questions, 10 extra questions in the bank for your last two games. I'm excited for this one. This one comes with a little bit of a hint. Marcus from Rhode Island says, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm a big redacted buff, and I noticed you haven't had any redacted games in 20 questions in a long time.
Ooh.
What a hint.
Mm-hmm.
Pinball. I think, just side note for the future, that there should probably be some sort of penalty, like a 3-question penalty if we guess the name of the game wrong in 100 questions or something.
Not severe.
Like, we're not instituting it now, but just a suggestion for the future.
We'll run it up to the board.
You lose 10 questions.
Yeah, or something. Like,
well,
Tina, where should we start?
Questions wise, because I was thinking 2 sounds like a better penalty, but on the question topic, is this on an exclusive platform?
It's a console exclusive.
console exclusive.
Is it exclusive to a Sony platform?
No.
One of them Nintendo's?
No.
Is it exclusive to an Xbox platform?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Is it part of a series, a franchise?
No. That's five.
A one-off.
Maybe it's Phantom Dust. Again. What's he a fan of? He's a fan of Redacted, and there's not been any Redacted in a while.
Maybe Xbox vanilla ones. We don't usually get those.
Table tennis.
Is this from the first generation Xbox console?
No.
No, isn't that. Is it an Xbox 360 game originally?
No.
So surely it's Xbox One or recent?
Yeah.
Even more recent?
I'm getting lost. Getting a little lost here. Okay, is it exclusive to the Xbox One?
Well, nothing is.
Well, just say, at the time this game was released, it was available on Xbox One.
Got it. And presumably PC or something weird. There's weird streaming stuff in that era. But you said it was a console exclusive. So at the time it was released, it was an Xbox One console exclusive, and that's good enough for me.
Okay.
Was this developed by Microsoft?
What? Why? What? Damon, do we need to?
It was not developed by Microsoft. Just to like, just there's just a lot of overlap with Xbox. Okay, there's just a lot of overlap. That's all.
Okay. Well, maybe it was an Xbox One and Xbox Series like launch like crossover game. Something weird. Something like that. Some sort of.
Well, it's likely like on a back catalog, I assume, is maybe
that's fine.
The hint there.
We understand.
Well, yeah, what I was saying is that everything you get can get on the Xbox One, you can play on the Series system. So it's just, it makes it complicated. You have to ask, did this launch in the Xbox One? He answered that question.
Got it. Understood.
So not
was it well received?
Yes. And that's 10 this round.
I'm thrown off by it not being part of a series.
Yeah, I like suddenly can only think of franchises.
Okay, my
brain is starting to get a little melty here.
Yeah, same.
Is it developed in the United States?
Yes.
Tina, rescue us.
I'm trying to think.
I know.
I'm trying to think if it's even like a worthwhile question to say, like, is the developer still around?
I mean, that would be helpful because it would answer, like, why is the game not getting sequels?
So, Damon.
Oh, sorry. What's the question?
Is the developer still around?
The developer is still around, yes.
Just not making that game.
Did Rare make anything on the...
Maybe he's a big fan of motion controls.
But well received. I don't think there are Kinect games up.
Like the rhythm stuff was well received, but those are all franchises.
That was a good thought.
Was this game rated T for teen or more?
I can look.
But why wouldn't you just know?
We won. You can't answer it.
Or at least we've earned 5 questions back.
That's like it's like double Jeopardy.
All right. We can drop this question.
Yes, it is rated T for teen or above.
So it's not a Kinectimals type.
No.
Those are for everyone. But there isn't a lot of third parties I can think of that were, you know, that were destined for the Xbox One.
No.
That people liked at the time.
Maybe
it's a downloadable game or something.
Yeah. Is this a rhythm game, RPG, or puzzle game?
Well, I don't think you dropped us in any of those buckets, but there might be some overlap in those genres here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a big road bump here. Speed bump. Roadblock.
Was this game?
Well, I assume either puzzle or RPG, because it has those are easy to embed. Yeah. What were you going to say, Sam?
Well, was this primarily played on like through an online mode? Is it online focused?
No. It's 15.
So a single player experience?
I don't have it.
Would you consider it an indie game?
No.
Was this released by Ubisoft, Activision, or EA?
No.
What?
We already asked if it was like an Xbox Game Studio game, right? Sam, you asked something.
We started to, but then I don't think we ever actually did.
Yeah, no. We asked if it was Microsoft developed, and he said no. So it can't be like a Forza, right? Because wouldn't that be Microsoft?
Yeah, it can't be like a first party game then.
Did we ask that?
They published it, and we screwed up that ask. Did Microsoft publish this game?
Yes.
Yeah, hey. See, this is such BS.
For anyone listening at home, this does get harder once we're like 60 questions in. I start to like forget.
Yeah.
What we're doing here?
Well, let's eliminate. I mean, could it be a racing game? Could it be a game?
But it's not part of a series.
Yeah.
And so that's what really trips me up is like, oh, you know, like everything got at least one sequel. Viva Pinata got one sequel.
Damon's just loving this so much. I don't know why.
Tom is also typing
stuff. What about Minecraft?
Oh, yeah.
Is that weird?
Well, technically, it doesn't have a sequel. Is this an ongoing game?
Like a service game?
Oh, because we knew the online thing, that it's not primarily.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oops.
You're about to ask your 20th question for this game.
No boy.
Is this a platformer, RPG, or sports game?
Oh, we lost Sam's audio.
We did?
He said... Platformer, RPG, or sports, but we already had RPG.
Oh, sorry. It's this
RPG was in...
Platformer, sports, or shooter?
No. And that's 20 questions.
What?
So some RPG elements, or maybe some puzzle elements. A one-off game.
And it was well-liked, but it was only a one-off.
I was like... Because online, I keep on going to like trivia games and stuff like that, but like, it's not online. So when you just like sit down.
Is the developer currently a first party studio?
Yes.
You know what?
Oh.
Did we ask if this was licensed?
No.
No.
That's a good one.
What about Alien Isolation? That was an Xbox exclusive, wasn't it?
Ooh, good.
Well, so it would have been a studio that wasn't part of Microsoft or Xbox Game Studios or the Xbox umbrella at the time that it was developed, but now it is. So it's got to be something under Activision or Blizzard or Bethesda and ZeniMax.
Yeah.
Is this game based on a license?
No.
Oh, man. I bet we already asked that, too. That's... Yeah, I mean, so it's one of the, but also could it be that it's not based on, or that like if Rare developed the game, Damon wouldn't say that it was Microsoft that developed it, but he would say it published it, and Rare was owned this entire time.
Yeah, well, and to Tina's point of like maybe it's something that Microsoft acquired later. It's like, well, I was thinking maybe Dishonored, but that got a sequel, and then I was thinking maybe Prey. Maybe the guy's a fan of like immersive sims or something,
Prey,
and that
Prey
was
360. That's a really good. Oh well, the second there's the
yeah,
other.
The, yeah, then the new.
I would have said Wet, but from Bethesda, but that's shooter, so which is definitely not.
Did Microsoft own this developer at the time it published this game?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
I interpreted that differently.
That's interesting.
So just as an example, if this game were Spider-Man 2 and you've asked me if it was developed by Sony, I would say no.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Okay. I don't know where that leaves us. We still don't have a genre.
Yeah.
No.
We don't have a genre. We know there's probably some puzzle elements or RPG elements in it, but it's not exactly a puzzle game or an RPG game.
Okay,
but
I'm back.
Not a first-party studio.
What question did you ask while I was gone?
We asked for the answer, and you very graciously agreed to it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
You're at 73 questions. There's one game after this. Just to let you guys know.
Wow.
Can we do more genres if we did strategies and some two others?
I don't think it's a strategy game, but we could try for genres overall.
Because the puzzle,
what's left?
I guess do we do platformer?
Yes.
Yeah, so then we do
action
like,
strategy.
Yeah, action.
I can't even think of any more like Xbox One, like Rise, Son of Rome. I don't remember who made that.
Mm. Is this an action strategy or sim game?
No.
What? I hate this.
Is this a video game, Damon?
maybe. Hey, you know what? Okay. It's Microsoft Flight Simulator, I bet.
Yeah, but that came out this gen, right?
I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows.
Also ongoing.
But I just asked if it was a sim.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I so thought I was onto something there for a second.
Does this game use a weird animal? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go.
Do you play as a human in this game?
Yes.
All right. Is it a sci-fi or fantasy game?
No.
Is it set in present-day Earth?
No.
Ooh.
Okay, so historic...
But not sci-fi or fantasy. Is this a historical game? Like a game from the it takes place in the past?
Yes. Remember this guy said he's a big redacted buff.
History buff? What does that mean? What is redacted buff?
Is it a moose?
Well, in that case, it could be a strategy game.
Maybe it's a Western. What are Western games are there? What Japanese games?
There's only Red Dead. I don't know. I can't think of one that was made by a Microsoft studio.
Was this set in the past on Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said that already, though.
Oh, okay. I did that.
Yeah. That's how we landed on it being historic.
Damon, are people going to be really mad at us? Or is this reasonable that we got to where we are?
I don't think people will be mad. I think they'll be trying to guess this, too.
Was this set in Europe in the past?
Yes. That's 10. You're at 80 questions.
Ooh. All right, it's only going to take 20 more. So we got ancient Rome. We got, ancient, England. Those are two popular settings, things like that. It's not a strategy.
I don't have this at all. I'm completely lost. We're getting so close to it, I can feel it.
Got a few details.
I did name drop Rise, Son of Rome, but I can't remember who made that game. That was the Xbox One action game that I think was a launch game for the console or launch window. Mm-hmm. Does this game take place in ancient Rome?
No.
Oh, rip. I also don't think that was first party. Maybe it was. Nobody knows.
Huh. Interesting.
Fail, man. We were off to such a good start, too. Can we give up? What does giving up look like?
Yeah, you could give up, or you could table it, go to the next question, and then see if you have any questions left at the end.
Well,
see if we get some momentum. It's not a bad idea.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so you're at 81 questions.
Oh boy.
Moving on to the final game, and the suggestion comes from Rob in Canada.
Okay, did this game come out in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Yes.
Did it come out in the 90s?
Yes.
Did it come out on a 16-bit console?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop now. That was a good run.
Was this available on the NES also?
No.
Was this released on both 16-bit consoles?
No.
Was it exclusive to the Sega Genesis?
No.
Okay. SNES exclusive. Or maybe TurboGrafx, but, you know, we're going to ignore that.
Based on a license, Damon?
No.
Was this game developed or published by Nintendo?
No.
Did this have an arcade version?
No.
Was that brings this it developed?
That's 90 questions, by the way.
Ooh, was this developed in Japan?
No. You have 10 questions left overall. No, or 9 questions left now.
Oh, no.
Is it part of a franchise?
Yes.
Was this game made by a company that's still around?
In name only.
Ah, okay. Huh. Interesting. I don't know, like, what did Atari, were they making 16-bit games or were they already gone?
32-bit. I'm not sure where to go with this.
In name only, like Treasure, Irem. Is this game made by Treasure?
No.
Oh, it also is not Japanese made. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's not Japanese.
Wasted question.
Is it an active series?
Today?
Yes.
I mean...
Like on this generation? Okay.
Yes. The overall series is still active. You have 5 Maybe questions remaining.
Maybe in name only means Konami, just because they're not really up to too much now.
It's a U.S. developed.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Thank you. I've completely lost it.
I don't even know if this is on the Super Nintendo at this point. It could be like a TurboGrafx game, which is really funny. It's still, the company is kind of around. It's you said the series is kind of still going?
I mean, the parent series that this game is a part of is absolutely still going.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting.
So then this particular one is a spin-off. Or the stuff that's active today is more like a remake or remaster, maybe?
Do you play as a human in this game?
No.
Ooh.
Do you play as a furry animal?
Not a furry one.
Ooh.
You have 3 questions.
A reptile?
Left.
Wait a second. There's not that many games where you play as a non-furry animal.
I know. That's why it was difficult to eliminate.
Was it Earthworm Jim?
Yeah, it'd be.
Or is that an animal?
Earthworms? What? Yeah. What does that mean?
Should we ask if it's more of a bug?
Bugs are animals, aren't they?
Oh, the next big debate.
That was on Genesis, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I was gonna go down the path of cold-blooded or warm-blooded.
Yeah. Maybe you're an underwater animal. They don't have fur, unless you're a sea otter.
Ask. It's great. I love it.
Okay, which one? Which one do we want? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because we'll get the opposite. Is this a warm-blooded animal, Damon?
No.
All right, we're looking at reptiles.
I was thinking of Gex the Gecko, but I don't think that started on the SNES or TurboGrafx.
Yeah, nothing on the NES. There's James Pond, which we talk about frequently.
it comes up a lot.
There's a fish. There's Echo the Dolphin, but that's a mammal. That's warm-blooded and on the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Fishes, lizards, bugs, worms.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs,
yeah.
Ooh. Were dinosaurs warm-blooded?
What game do you have as a dinosaur in? Besides the Genesis version of Jurassic Park.
I don't know.
That's funny. It's funny to think about some game about some dumb animal that's not a mammal.
Yeah. Is it helpful to know if it's a land animal? Or sea animal. Is this a... What do you mean, well?
I'm just... There are only two questions left.
What's the Rocket Knight? What about Rocket Knight? No, that was Genesis, right?
Yeah, he's a... Yeah, that's also a dog in knight's clothing, right?
What's the armadillo one?
There is an armadillo game. Oh.
I don't think we're getting this. There's Arrow the Acrobat, but he's not around. And bats technically are furry. They're warm-blooded.
Yeah. He's got fur. He's got an inordinate
I'd
amount of fur.
I'd say more fuzzy than furry.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Okay, I don't. It doesn't matter. Is this a land animal?
Yes. Final question. Okay. Question 100. Reached it.
Well,
so I guess if you have to guess, if it's not a guess, then you won't. Then there's zero chance.
Shout out Tina's
Speaking
cat.
Of land animals.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that purr.
Oh, really?
That came through.
This is an ASMR episode.
Yeah. I know. I give up.
If it was 80 questions ago, I'd be able to probably come up with a game on the Super
exactly.
Nintendo that you play as an animal that's like scaly or whatever.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
But as it stands, I have no idea.
A cold-blooded, non-furry land animal that's part of a series that is very much, the parent series is very much still going today.
I thought you said warm-blooded.
So,
everything you need to
very
know is
much
right,
still going on
right there.
Yeah. So we got your arrows, your Bubsies, your Gexes, your Vectormen.
It's got to be a fairly big franchise today because he says very much still going on.
Mm-hmm. What is Rayman?
Yeah, Rayman. You got your hedgehogs.
Yeah, but this was not a Genesis game.
I know. I just
that's
can't
the part that throws
like,
me off.
There's not even games without animals anymore.
Damon's saying it like it's so obvious, but you know the answer.
It's gotta be so obvious.
No, I'm Maybe just saying is. You have everything. Just like at the end of Last Jedi, you have everything you need.
Mm.
I had to bring that up. Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay, shall I reveal
it? Can we phone a friend?
Yeah.
This most recent game, the last game, is Sim Ant.
Oh.
Very difficult. And it was on the Super Nintendo.
But originally on PC, ported to Super Nintendo. Made by Maxis, which is now just a name that EA owns. Yeah. And, of course, part of the Sims franchise.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ask Sim for this one.
No.
We what didn't. We reserved it for the last one.
And then the one that really gave you trouble, the previous one, Marcus from Ireland is a big medieval history buff. Which I thought, I picked this one specifically for Tina, because this one was Pentiment.
Oh, man, I was thinking Pentiment, but...
Just last year.
What about the
I
Xbox
thought it was
one
Xbox
stuff.
One.
It's on Xbox One.
I was
one.
Thinking...
Oh,
really because...
That threw me off, too. Yeah. I didn't...
That completely threw me off.
I said there's a lot of overlap on Xbox.
Man.
Yeah, I was thinking Pentiment is the only thing I could think of.
I guess
but I was like, no way, that's a recent game.
We've always got a spot for you here, Tina.
Oh boy.
We still did well. Still 3 out of 5. Got the majority of them right.
That's a D minus. It's a passing grade.
It's a passing grade. Live for to survive another day.
Yeah.
That was a tough 100 questions. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I tried to pick recent stuff, older stuff. I try to jump all around. Mm-hmm. Tina, I'm so glad you could join us.
Yeah.
Likewise, even though I failed on the one Xbox question as an Xbox employee, and I've worked on Pentiment stuff before too, so an embarrassment. Sorry, everybody.
I think we gave that a 10. I think that was one of our 10s.
We did.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite well received. Yeah. There may yet be a new Pentiment 2. Who knows?
Definitely maybe we'll become
a
series.
That as a quote.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Wow, really threw me off.
Thank you, everyone, for being a good sport. This year's 100 Questions Challenge. We hope everyone out there in Scoop Nation, if you're here in the U.S., enjoying the holidays. Hope you have a very safe and happy long weekend. And actually, I just hope everyone else in other parts of the world have a happy and safe long weekend, too. I hope that for everyone. Thank
sure.
you, Tina.
We're thankful for y'all.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Justin. Thank you to Tom, working behind the scenes and coming in here to constantly replace my IFB's battery pack. My name is Damon. This is IGN Gamescoop, and we're out.
Fun times.
Ugh. Oh my God, the accessibility of Xbox games threw me off, everybody.
Dude, yeah, totally.
We need to stop being so inclusive of so many generations of Xbox games.
I got the full-on brain scramblies there. Brain scramblies.
Yeah. It is.
I was thinking like Age of Empires, but that's clearly a massive, you know.
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.